You are tuned in to String Theory here at 88.5 FM, Jazz 88, and I'm really excited. My name's Kevin Barnes. I'm with you every Saturday, and we're so glad that you're making time for the show. And we have a special treat in store over this next little while. We have a live in studio at Studio One at KBEM at North High School, and we've been doing some cool sessions here as well. It's a really good sounding studio, and I think this is the first time that we've actually done a String Theory session in Studio One. So that's what we're going to be doing here with a band called A Sprig of That. And they have a new EP that's going to be released on February 7th. That's a Thursday over at the Hook and Ladder Theater. A special night along with Haley Rydell, Lena Elizabeth, and Waltzing on Waves. It's a 7:30 show at the Hook, and you can check that out at thehookmpls.com. As you know, on String Theory, I'm sort of interested in the way music has these spaces which are explored in so many different ways, whether it's bluegrass or old-time music or singer-songwriter stuff or world music or whatever. Chrissy Bergmark is a wonderful tabla performer based here in the Twin Cities, and she has been in to the studio before to work with a band called Mantra, which is sort of a world percussion ensemble. But Chrissy is truly a master of the tabla, and she has joined up with Isabel Dahman on the violin, who's a recent graduate of Lawrence University in Wisconsin, and Ilan Blanc on guitar. And it's a trio who explore acoustic music and bluegrass and roots and many different sensibilities that we're going to enjoy here for the next little while. So right now, let's bring them in. Let's go ahead and do some music, you guys. This is A Sprig of That on String Theory on Jazz 88. Thank you. Yeah. A sprig of that. And that was Cluck Old Hen. I've always loved that. an old-time standard, reinvented, if you will, by this trio. And this is Chrissy Bergmark on the tabla and Isabel Diamond on the violin and Elon Blanc on the guitar. And they will be doing a release show at the Hook and Ladder on Thursday, February 7th, to celebrate a new EP that they have coming out. You can check it out at sprigofthat.com. That's sprigofthat.com. And they're also on Facebook and various media, but you want to visit with them and for sure make it to that show on Thursday, February 7th at the Hook and Ladder if you enjoy this music. They'll also be with Haley Rydell and Lena Elizabeth and Waltzing on Waves. So a beautiful night of music at the Hook. Chrissy, give me a little background. Now, again, you've been in with Matra before, but as a tabla musician, you've explored so many different sensibilities of stuff, not only the Northern Indian classical traditions, but many other pieces. How did you come first to want to play the tabla?
Sure. That's a question I get a lot, because tabla is kind of an unusual instrument to see in a lot of different ensembles. So I started because I was a percussion major in college, and I went to Northern Illinois University for my undergrad degree, and they offered a class there. And so I took it my second year, and then the whole next summer, I spent the entire summer pretty much just practicing and playing, and I kind of became enamored with playing it. And then I moved up here to Minnesota to go to the U of M. And I continued studying percussion, but then once I graduated from the U of M, I decided that this was the instrument I wanted to pursue. And it's any percussionist that I talk to who plays tabla kind of understands, like, as a percussionist, we're used to like trying to learn so many different instruments and explore so many different sounds and also become competent on a lot of different instruments. Tabla is a really tough instrument to just visit for a little while. So I kind of felt like I was faced with a choice. But it's just always an instrument that's really spoke to me. And I've always really enjoyed playing it. And so I decided that's what I wanted to do.
There's such a beautiful ritual that is part of tabla, you know, just the whole way. If you're here in the studio, Chrissy is set up on her table, which she brought in with tabla, and a beautiful rug to kind of help with eating up the vibration a little bit and helping with the sound of the instrument, but so beautifully intimate and very, very, very well played.
Thank you.
I'm a big fan. An old friend is Marcus Wise, who you probably know, Marcus. And Marcus and Dee McGraw did a beautiful record that was just guitar and tabla that I've enjoyed so much over a long time.
I love that record too. It's awesome. Yeah, they're a great duo.
So let's go to Isabel. Tell me, how did you come to connect with this blend? Because you come as a classically trained violinist out of Lawrence. And was it really common at the university to have other string players who were exploring old-time music and Irish and other traditions?
I would say it wasn't very common. There was a student, Martha McDonald, who was a fiddler at Lawrence, a couple years older than me. So I took a couple lessons with her, and I just realized I wanted to start exploring some other styles. Went to a couple fiddle camps, and I got connected to Chrissy through a mutual friend, but more through this workshop I went to called the Global Musician Workshop. It's run by the Silk Road Ensemble. I went to that one summer, and then Chrissy went the following summer with one of my friends, Sam Genwaldi, and they started a band there. And that was a really impactful experience for me, learning to play lots of different styles. And then since then, I've just been trying to learn as many different types of musical styles as I can, kind of diving in all over the place.
Isabel, isn't it true that you started the fiddle ensemble at Lawrence too?
I did, yeah. So I'd say there's a little more fiddle going on at Lawrence now than there used to be. There's a fiddle club.
Is it encouraged within the program?
Yeah, I would say there's especially in the last few years, then there's been a lot more support for that kind of music.
And who are you really digging listening to these days in terms of inspirations?
Yeah, I mean, one of my all-time favorite groups is the Punch Brothers. I just love, especially coming from a classical background, how they have this roots music, but it's also so like tight in terms of their chamber music and everything. I'm also really into the group I'm With Her. I also sing sometimes, so
oh, cool.
I like those ladies a lot.
Yeah, they're Fantastic. Yeah, there's this long tradition that's part of, for me, coming kind of out of the bluegrass scene and then kind of getting turned on to mention Bela Fleck back in the late 70s. I remember when Bela first came on the scene at that time. And then also groups like Turtle Island String Quartet with Daryl Anger and Mike Marshall and Edgar Meyer and so many others who played, you know, this whole element of it's all just music.
Right.
Okay. Ilan, tell me more about your journey. You also came out of Lawrence University.
I did.
Yeah. Pretty much a straight up classical guitar program.
Academically, for the most part, I was lucky enough to have, or to have been influenced by some people slightly outside of the program. Early on, I was picked up by a very odd group of students to play in a funk band, which I continue to do so. And I was a composition major along with a classical guitar student. And so I got to be influenced by some of the people writing some odder, beautiful music kind of coming out of the 20th century classical tradition. And almost immediately after getting there too, I was picked up for a string band with the student that Isabel mentioned, Martha. And they said, you know, do you want to come play some old time and some bluegrass music? And I said, you know, I'm from the suburbs of Milwaukee. That's not really my native style, you know, and I grew up playing classical guitar, but playing in all manner of garage bands that annoyed my dad endlessly. But I think the biggest thing that happened to me that pushed me in this direction is as soon as I started doing that, the bass player in the group was playing with a local bluegrass band about town. And so I started playing with them and fell under the influence of a national park ranger who was our mandolinist, who in an almost movie-like mentor-mentee relationship, I feel, taught me, whether he realizes it or not, everything I feel like I know about playing this kind of string music.
That's for sure. But let's get back to music and have you guys do a couple of pieces for us. Once again, they'll be celebrating a new EP coming out on February 7th. That's a Thursday at the Hook and Ladder Theater, a 7:30 show. Check out the Hook, mpls.com, or you can go to sprigofthat.com and check out what they have coming up. But what do you have tuned up now for us? What do you want to do?
Sure.
Do you want to say anything about it?
Sure, sure. We're going to do a piece of that I brought in called Moment We Can't Understand, hopefully dedicated to moments that I feel like I experience all day that leave me a little bit confused. That seems to be the state of things. And I don't even mean in any particular way, just there's a lot of things I don't understand, and I think that's all right, and there's a couple interesting musical things we'll get into. It features all three of us at different points. Just play it.
Okay, I think you should play. Sprig of That here on String Theory.
Thank you.
Sprig of that. Here on String Theory, thank you so much for coming in, you guys. It is such a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having
you part
us.
Of this.
We're thrilled to be here.
Yes, yeah. It's an honor to have you in. And we're doing this live in Studio One at Jazz 88, and Justice Sanchez is engineering for us today, and we're very grateful for him doing a really long day and doing this live session in Studio One. And we're, again, so appreciative to you guys for tuning in and making this part of your Saturday ritual. And Sprig of That, once again, will be releasing a new EP coming out Thursday, February 7th at the Hook and Ladder Theater, a show that will include Haley Riddell and Alina Elizabeth and Waltzing on Waves. We have Chrissy Bergmark on the tabla, Isabel Dahman on the violin, and Elon Blanc on the guitar. Beautiful, beautiful chamber sort of string theory, perfectly suited stuff.
Thanks.
Oh, so anything else you want to share with folks?
Oh, Isabel, would you mind telling us a little bit about the last tune that we're going to play?
Sure.
I really like this story. Go ahead.
Oh. Well, the next tune is called Carefree 23. I wrote it when I was a young 23 years old last year. I'm now older and wiser. But yeah, I wrote it when I was just trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. I was kind of between jobs, and I'm like, you know what? It's all right, because I'm young and carefree and having a good time. And yeah, we've been playing together now for just about a year, and it's been a fantastic ride so far.
This one feels like the hit. The hit that hasn't, you know, that just the, I don't know, sometimes we joke about it. There's something about this song that just the quality of it to me feels like the, oh, this is the single, you know.
Well, I want to remind folks that I will have posted up the tunes that they're playing at stringtheoryfm.com. And there's also an on-demand archive available after the broadcast that you can stream on your device of choice. Once again, that'll be posted for you at stringtheoryfm.com. You can also, once again, check out Sprig of That, as in Sprig, S-P-R-I-G, of that.com. I love the name of this group as well. It's really perfectly suited.
That was Isabel.
She's yeah. Naming a band is one of the hardest things to do.
It's so hard. Yeah.
Well, thanks again for coming in. Take us out of the show with this section of String Theory with another tune.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Live from Studio One is supported by the Legacy Amendment's Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.